Hey everybody, this week on All Things Fishing, we will be talking about the only four tackle trays you need to buy. On this episode, we'll go over the only four tackle trays that you need to hold all of your tackle, and we'll go over the prices for each of them. Hey everybody, I'm really, really excited to be recording the 56th episode of the All Things Fishing podcast this week. And this week, like I said in the introduction, we will be talking about the only four tackle trays you need to buy. But before I start the show, for lure of the week, I believe last week I picked the Ned Rig or something that looked like, just like a night crawler. And that is what ended up working. We caught some tiny, like some very ferocious looking bluegill on the Ned Rig. Yeah, I was very happy with it. So, that was lure of the week last week. And my guess for lure of the week this week is probably going to be, a topwater buzzbait. We did see, I didn't bring any topwater lures with me, so I didn't really think fish would be biting on topwater, but we saw some other guys catching fish on, like, buzzbaits. Yeah, so I'm guessing for lure of the week this week is going to be, like, a buzzbait. So, with that, I've gotten to fish, I think, once only since I last recorded an episode for the podcast. We got a couple tiny bluegills, and then the catfish we were catching got smaller and smaller as the day went on. We started off with, like, 1.5, maybe 2-pounders, and then by the end of the day, we were catching, like, 6-inch catfish only. It was ridiculous. So, hopefully the big catfish will be biting more next time I go fishing. Another just quick announcement, South Bend R2F, a very, very good rod. I've caught giant skates on it. I've caught giant catfish. It's sensitive enough to catch like very tiny fish. It had been my bait rod until finally this like $25 cheap South Bend rod and reel combo, the reel finally broke. An important piece that made the spool go up and down to get the line to spool on there evenly as you reel back in. A very important piece in that like area in the reel just finally broke. I'm not surprised. It was going to happen eventually, but I still think that for the price, this is one of the best rods you can buy. And it lasted for me for 2 years. I used that thing very hard for 2 years. I didn't even get it new. Like I told you guys, I got it for free from some of my family. And I don't know how much they used it. I don't know how much it was beaten up when they had it. But yeah, so I still think it is a great reel. I will absolutely be buying another one. But yeah, so that $25 crazy rod and reel combo finally broke this week. So, now I'll get into the main part of the episode, which is the only four tackle trays you need. So, I'll just talk a bit about why I upgraded to all tackle trays and why you guys, it's a good idea too as well. So one of the reasons for me is that I had started off with a very tiny tackle box, and I got a medium tackle box, then finally I ended up with the biggest tackle box you could buy. Basically, it's the biggest tackle box you can buy, and it's very annoying to have to carry around. And then I realized I didn't have to take all of my tackle with me at once. But I didn't have any other storage at my house for the tackle, and I didn't want to, like... And it got very complicated, and it's also just annoying to carry a massive tackle box around. And after that, like, if I had kept getting tackle with and putting it in that tackle box, it would have gotten much too full for... It would have gotten too full. I would have had to buy a bigger one, but there really aren't any bigger ones. So I finally upgraded to all tackle trays, which means that it might be kind of expensive at first if you have a lot of tackle to go from big tackle boxes storing it in like 15 tiny tackle trays. But the good thing about that is that instead of buying a whole new tackle box, like a whole new giant tackle box, bigger than the last one you had, every time your tackle collection gets too big for the tackle box you already have, instead of buying a whole nother one of those, every time, you can just buy, like, if you get a couple more lures, you can buy just like another cheap $4 Plano or Flambeau, and you'll be good to go for another month probably, till you have enough tackle to fill up another one. Then you can just basically, it's very expandable way to store tackle, and I really really like it. You can also get them in much more, like I talked about this last week, but you can get them in much more specialized things. Like you could get a spinnerbait tackle tray, you could get a crankbait tackle tray, you could get a buzzbait tackle tray. Whereas with the tackle box, the most specialized lure compartments on there you're gonna get is sometimes a couple of spinnerbait racks. Usually those only come with the nicer tackle boxes though. So there's some reasons why you guys probably should, it's a good idea to upgrade, or if you're a beginner, just to start off with tackle trays, or just like one tackle tray. But then if you're looking to switch from tackle boxes to tackle trays, this episode I'll just have the only five ones you really need. So I'll go ahead and get into that. So I'll talk about these more in a minute, but actually I realize this is the only four tackle trays you need. There are really only four that you actually need. So first up is lures, and this is going in order of how important they are. So the first one is lures, obviously the most important. Second one is going to be, I just call it a bulk tackle box, but one you can put a scale, measuring tape, phone, all of that stuff, like fillet knife, tackle tray, a good tackle tray with no divider, you can put all that stuff in, terminal box, and rigs. Those are the only four tackle trays you need to get started, unless you have more lures than will fit in one single lure box. Like I have. I have like eight or nine other tackle trays other than my one lure box. But if you don't have that many lures, and if you have just enough lures to fit into one of these one lure tackle box, then you're good to go with just one. So first up, like I said, for lures, you're gonna want a Flambeau or Plano. It doesn't really matter which brand you get it from. You could get a fancy Busby too. That would work. But a Flambeau, Plano, or Busby, 3600 size, waterproof or regular. I would prefer a waterproof one just for my lures. But a waterproof one from Flambeau is gonna be about $10.50. And with that, like I've tested the waterproofness. I reviewed this exact box on the show before. Very, very good box, and it's very inexpensive. They float, and they are 100% waterproof. So next up for your like bulk storage, you're gonna want Plano or Flambeau. Again, doesn't really matter. 3600, and these are all 3600 size boxes that I'm talking about today. 3600 size, waterproof. Waterproof, open, I guess. Plano, you would probably call an open con. I think they call it open, like an open concept box. But for Flambeau, it's just like a box with no dividers. So that's what you'd want in there. Like I talked about earlier, you can put your fillet knife, you can put your scale, your measuring tape, all that stuff. So this is an important box, just not quite as important as your lure kit. So next up is your terminal box. So your terminal box, if you are a strict, like if you're just a bass fisherman, you really don't need a terminal. Like if you're a bass fisherman and you don't have any soft plastics, and you're just using lures, you don't need a terminal box. But if you are a bass fisherman, or if you are a bass fisherman and you do have soft plastic that you want to rig while you're on the water, then you do need a terminal box to put those weights and those hooks in. And then also, if you're not just a bass fisherman but a pant like If you fish with like night crawlers, or if you're a catfish fisherman, then you will absolutely need a terminal box, because obviously you can't catch catfish or any fish without hooks. So for your terminal box, you're gonna want a Flambeau or Plano. Again, doesn't really matter. Waterproof or regular. I have just a regular cheap one from Flambeau. You're gonna want that in a 3600 size. So and it doesn't really. You could get the exact same box you would get for your lures, but I just have, since it doesn't really matter if your hooks get wet, then I just have that stuff in. I just have my terminal box. I have all my terminal in a just like a regular cheap Flambeau, and that's gonna be $4.60. So next up, probably the this I say probably it is the least important out of all four on today's episode, but that's gonna be rigs. So you could put, if you're not like a strict bass fisherman, you don't use a ton of rigs and you want a ton of pre-made rigs, you can put just a couple pre-made rigs in your box that has all of in your box that has all your scale, like your bulk storage box. You could put it in there technically if you wanted to. But if you are a bass fisherman and you're gonna want to have a ton of pre-made rigs. So you can just like re you really easy instead of having to tie new rigs on the water, you can just have them ready to go right there. But yeah, so having a box for rigs is nice. I always bring mine with me just in case I want it. Yeah, so for your rigs box, for your box that has all your rigs in it, like your Carolina rigs, your Texas rigs, your drop shots, all that stuff, you're gonna want that in just a really cheap Flambeau box. That's gonna be also $4.50. Just like a regular one from Flambeau, 3600 size also gonna be very, very inexpensive. Yeah. So all the stuff on today's episode is going to be basically exactly $30. So for $30, you could get started with two nice waterproof boxes and then two less fancy ones, but you're gonna be able to store all the stuff that you want. And the best part about this is that most nicer tackle bags, if you're using the tackle bag, most of the nicer tackle bags will be able to carry four 3600 size tackle trays. So that means you will be able to carry all the tackle trays that you have in one tackle bag. So that's the episode for today. Hopefully, if you guys are looking to upgrade to your tackle storage to tackle trays. Hopefully this episode helped you, and I'll see you guys next week.